Hey everyone, welcome to the We Like Wrestling podcast. I'm Jared. I'm here with Justin.
Hey,
sipping
bubbles
in a can.
Just bubbles.
I thought that was like bath water or something.
No, just bubbles.
John,
delicious.
I moved up to third, by the way. I'm no longer last.
Yeah, you're still last.
That's true.
Effervescent spring water. Effervescent.
Effervescent.
Beautiful.
Like Alka-Seltzer.
Is that effervescent?
You say that in commercials.
Oh, right? Really?
Thank you to our 2023 sponsors, Rise Up Nutrition, Say Cheese, and Nitro Bar, all located on Penn Ave in West Reading. Feel free to stop by for some great food and drinks. Final part eight of the championship series.
Let's do it.
I'm asking Justin this week.
The talk is over.
The
nut cutting time is now.
The current standings.
Let's go, baby.
Put up or shut up, as they say.
The current standings are Justin is in first place with 43 points. I'm second with 42 points. And John is third, last, with 35 points. Technically, you still have a chance.
You do. If I just completely bomb everything.
But then I get points, so.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't. I don't know.
Is there any way you can both be wrong and I can win?
Yes. We've had multiple times where I've corrected people in both being wrong.
This past weekend, we went to AXW.
Oh, no. Fuck the hot dog and grandstand, and let's go. Let's get down to it. We are here for a fucking purpose. Let's go.
All right. So, I will start off by saying there are no lists.
Good. I don't give a fuck.
What was that look for?
I do really well with lists. What are you talking about?
Because
that's my specialty, being able to ping one thing after another.
There, 6 degrees.
I do a lot better with lists.
There is no current stuff.
Good.
No WWE, no WWF. No current Impact. This is all your shtick.
Well, for the record, I don't think Justin has ever said he hates WWE. He doesn't watch it anymore.
I don't watch it.
I know.
When he was younger, he was a WWE.
And when I see something that I want to watch, I watch it. That's what I just don't spend. I'm not the person that's going to spend 3 hours watching an entire show that I don't like, top to bottom, and then go and bitch about it. If I don't like it, I'm just not going to watch it. And then I'm going to find out what I did like or what sounds good, and I'm going to go back and watch it. It's that fucking simple.
But when he was younger, he had said he liked, he used to watch it.
I still was though high on WCW.
So what I did was, we haven't really talked about any of this stuff. Maybe like
WCW?
Maybe one question here and there. But okay. I'll start off with what I think will be an easy one for you. So remember, yes or no?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to be all yeses.
That's not true.
Justin knows
a lot
of shit.
Let's not hype it up too much. There's a reason it's a game and not a fucking... I don't
know. You know a lot of stuff, man.
That's true.
Weird shit, but I also don't know a lot of stuff.
Well, yeah, they all questions about Cody Rhodes because
if it would have been you do dates, man, you fuck me up because everything blurs.
All right, so I originally had like two questions, but I also had bonus questions because
you're trying to help John.
No, the question
I need it.
That I had was weird. Like I looked at the answer and it was different. It was weird. So easy one for you.
We'll see.
Which three wrestlers?
Ooh, three! I thought there weren't lists.
It's not a name three.
Okay.
Which three wrestlers made up the first triple threat group in ECW?
Ooh, see, that's good.
So, yes or no?
I know a couple different versions of that. I even know the WCW version of it.
I think yes.
All right, you say yes.
So. I think I can. Can I say that I know who I know what the WCW version is. WCW version is Canyon, Bam Bam, and DDP. They were called the Triple Threat, and then they were called the Jersey Triad because they weren't allowed to use Triple Threat. I don't know. It was Canyon from Jersey. Either way, and it doesn't matter. Okay, so the first Triple Threat, is it Shane, Bam Bam, and Candido?
It is not.
Oh, man.
Do you have another?
Maybe you didn't say how many guesses are you giving him. How many chances?
I'll give him one more.
Yeah, just give me this one more. It could also be... Who was the third in that? Was it Shane? Did I get any of them right?
You got
Two.
You got okay. One.
Oh, only one.
One.
Well, it's Shane. Or is it Bam Bam? Maybe Shane's group wasn't called the Triple Threat.
Come on, I need you to get this. I said yes.
It doesn't have Candido in it. That's surprising.
I actually thought this would be easy. I don't know why.
Or is this Candido?
I know this.
Candido, Storm, and Just Incredible.
No.
Okay. Is it earlier than that? Am I thinking too late?
Shane Douglas.
Okay.
Benoit. And Malenko.
Oh God, way early. Okay.
Malenko.
I didn't know they called themselves the Triple Threat.
They were a group.
We're talking like 95. Yeah.
You said ECW?
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about like when Taz broke his neck. I was thinking way later, like 98, 99.
I thought Benoit Malenko just like passed through there for like six months on the way between.
Benoit's the one that broke Taz's neck, I think. Or did he break Sabu's?
Yeah, I thought they were like Eddie Guerrero. They were just sort of in and out quickly on the way to another company.
I don't know too much about this, but I think Shane was like the leader because then he had Bam Bam.
Yeah.
And
well, Shane was there forever.
Yeah. Well, Shane, he left too, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
I thought that would be easy.
No.
I did not know they were a group.
I was definitely thinking a lot later, too. I didn't know that was the first one.
So this is all like his stuff because we haven't talked about this stuff. And I didn't want to make it so hard that.
That's a hell of a group of wrestlers, though.
It is.
Shane was good. As much as I don't like him personally, well, I shouldn't say I don't like him personally. I think Shane's a fine wrestler. So there was definitely a really good wrestler at one point.
Yeah. All right.
Wow, got that one wrong.
Who is the only 3-time Ring of Honor world champion?
Oh, God, I have no fucking clue. See, really? That's the stuff I'm not good at.
I'm going to say no.
So, okay, no. I think if you actually run through the champions. There's only one 3-time champion.
ROH champion.
And I thought
you're talking about their world champion, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I thought it was somebody else, but I guess they were.
How many guesses are you giving them?
I'll say three.
Because when I say yes, he gets unlimited.
I think I know 2 times for at least 2 guys.
Yeah, right away I could name like 2-time champions.
This one's weird, but he was like the only guy around, so these might have been quick like turnovers. How many guesses do I get? I'm gonna throw out because I'm gonna give you the one that first comes to mind because I know they flip flopped this belt for him a couple times. So, how many guesses do I get?
I'll say 3-time champion. All
right, that's enough for me to give this one. I don't think it's right, but is it Matt Taven?
No.
Okay, because he's a fucking weird one.
Is he 2-time?
Yeah, he's definitely 2-time.
I've heard a name, but I don't think I've ever seen him work.
He's with Mike Bennett. Mike Kanellis.
Yeah, whatever you want to call him. Oh.
I think it would make sense being the feuds that he had.
Are you thinking of me? Although, is it Joe?
No.
Damn.
One more
guess. I don't think I know it. Trying to think of is it Nigel?
No.
Nigel's 2. Okay. Damn.
So his rival was a 2-time, I believe. Adam Cole.
I thought Adam Cole.
Him and Kyle.
And I thought
flip-flopped.
Damn it. I thought Adam Cole. I really did. When I thought of Taven, I thought of Adam Cole.
They flip flop.
I would have said like Brian Danielson. I don't know how many times he had it.
I think only once.
Or Punk. Punk only have it once.
Yeah.
Wow. He beat
these because you got to think of the guys who got it and then blew up right after they got it.
And then moved on.
Right.
Cole and went to PWG.
That's why I was thinking of like Taven was there for a really long time. Joe was there for a really long time and then went back and then So I thought maybe those guys.
Yeah, Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly flip-flopped a couple times. Hmm. Who was the first ever Ring of Honor Triple Crown winner?
I think I know. Oh. I think I know this.
I'll say yes.
How many guesses do I get on this one?
Wait, they have...
I'll give you 2.
What? How many secondary belts do they have? I didn't know they had more than World.
So they have
a TV, right?
Wait, yeah, does that count like the Pure? Or are we just talking about like their TV world and tag? Because like that's probably because like they're six
they have a strong style too, don't they?
No, that's what Pure.
Well, it says first ever. So was when was Pure made?
I don't know.
I'm guessing they mean.
I'm gonna go first. I'm gonna go with Jay Lethal.
No,
look that up. Because I think
that's what
I,
we actually had this as a tribute.
What am I looking up?
And I thought, there's only one other person that I thought.
I'll give you one more guess.
I don't think that's right. I don't think he held the TV. But I also want to know, what does that mean? Is it all the belts? Because like, there's a lot of guys.
Grand Slam, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look up Ring of Honor.
Oh yeah, so Triple Crown is just television. I guess television. Television tag and world.
I believe this was one of our trivia questions.
Well, I know that that guy held the world and tag. Going through, I'm trying to go through tag champions.
I'm willing to bet it's tag because he was a tag guy. So it's world TV and tag.
Oh, shit. Which one is it?
Triple Crown is heavyweight tag team and a second tier.
And that's a awesome. Second title. Okay.
Damn it, I only have two. I only have one guess.
Yeah, what do they consider the second people. Tier? They consider the TV or the tour?
I don't remember both. Which one.
It's a second tier.
Oh.
Is it Jay Briscoe?
No.
Oh, damn.
What did you say, yes?
Yeah, I think you said.
You said yes.
Did I?
Yes. So the first Triple Crown was Eddie Edwards.
Oh. I don't remember him. I mean, I know his tag and his world, but I don't remember him having the television.
That was one
or whatever, though.
Who had the longest reign for the Ring of Honor TV
Jesus
title?
Jesus Christ.
TV title.
No.
No.
I don't know. Write down what I say. I can't remember what I said.
Well, I do. I do.
Ring of Honor isn't held enough. Like, events weren't held enough to remember this kind of stuff. Like, you could wrestle four matches for ROH and be the champion for 4 years.
But I think without going... Like, I this is common sense in my mind. Because when you think of ROH champions in general...
Is it Joe?
No.
Damn.
Give me one more.
Joe's a good answer for, like, everything.
I'll give you one more.
Is that like Kurt Angle?
TV champion. Yeah, Kurt Angle and Jeff Jarrett for...
George Washington.
I will say this person was a...
TV.
I believe he was a two-time world champion.
TV champion for that long.
It was 567 days.
That's so fucking long.
That's almost 2 years.
I want to say this guy again, because I don't know. Is it Matt Taven?
No. Jay Lethal.
Oh, I've guessed some of these.
Well, you had the right answer on the wrong question.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was a Triple Crown.
All right, last one for ROH.
Hey, another point for me.
Oh, yeah, did you say?
I said no.
Yes. The team, I guess it's not really strictly ROH, but the team of Lance Archer, Davey Boy Jr. were known as what?
Killer of...
The question is, will he finish that correctly?
I'll say yes. He seemed pretty confident because he was ready to blurt it out.
Killer Elite Squad.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I finally got one right. I was like,
I
need
the point, so I'll take it.
Now, isn't it weird that I know that, but not all his ROH?
They wrestled
like two matches in America.
Yeah, they were like New Japan.
And
he was called Lance Archer?
I don't know which name he was using at that point. He used so many. He was Lance Hoyt.
Lance Hoyt, mainly.
And
WWE
was what?
Right?
Vance Archer.
Yeah. So what? I don't know. I think it was Lance Archer, though, yeah.
All right. On to a different one. The 10 pounds of gold version of the NWA world title debuted on July 20th, 1973.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Who was the title presented to on that date?
Well, not 1973, but July 20th is my birthday.
Yes or no?
Presented to.
No.
Presented to? What the fuck does that mean? Like, here you're the champion?
They
or did they have a...
Like a Bischoff Triple H thing?
No, so they won the match, but I guess they debuted the new version of the NWA title.
Oh, God.
The 10 pounds of
gold. Harley Race.
Yes.
Oh, okay. What'd you say? You said no?
He said no. It was Harley Race.
Well, I thought it was like a Triple H thing where they take, here, you're the champion, here's the belt.
There's a tournament in Rio de Janeiro for it.
All right. I believe this is WCW now.
Oh.
I had another NWA one, but it was...
Hey, if he goes late WCW, it's a little weird.
It was weird.
Say it. I want to know what it was. Do you remember?
Okay. So
it won't be part of it. I'm just curious. Unless I get it right.
So it was... Ric Flair is a 16-time world champion.
We did that question already.
I did that question already.
Before NWA got bought by Ted Turner, which led to WCW, how many times did Rick hold the NWA world title?
Seven?
This was the weird one because it says, like, WCW and NWA were one thing at one point.
He was champ when Turner bought it.
Yeah.
And changed it to WCW.
But they didn't get rid of the NWA title until later.
Is the answer seven?
I had 10. Oh. I've also seen 8.
Because he's the last NWA and first WCW, but yeah, he never lost the belt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird...
Yeah, that is a weird question.
Like, the lineage is screwy. Because when I did the question with my Ric Flair,
yeah,
it's a strange...
All right.
They just kept the belt. Just, okay, now you're WCW champ.
in January 1989... Ricky Steamboat returned to WCW as a surprise tag team partner. Who was his partner? Yes or no?
89. So this is WCW he knows.
There's two things that I have in mind, but I don't know if either
of them are right.
This might be later.
Yes. I'm going to give him...
I can tell you... This isn't 89, though, that I'm thinking.
I was 12.
If you don't think it'll be too easy, I can tell you who the opponents were.
Sure, you can tell me the opponents. That's not going to help me.
Flair and Wyndham.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
How many guesses does he get?
Room 2.
Huh.
So we came back.
Came back.
He was a mystery.
He left WWE.
Yeah. Steamboat returned in January of 1989 as a surprise tag team partner. Who was...
Yeah, but he also came back again as a surprise tag team partner for... Dustin Rhodes, but I know that's like 94.
So this is after Mania 3.
Well,
or Mania 4.
He took some time off.
Yeah, his wife had a baby.
Yeah.
So it's around that era, after Mania 4.
Yeah, well, it's when Wyndham's in the Horsemen, obviously. I don't think it's Sting. Not then. Not with Wyndham.
To me, it seems like a weird name, but that's because I don't really know much.
How many guys are doing it?
Two.
Okay, I'm going to give the first guy that came to mind, but I think this is too early. Is it Shane Douglas?
No.
Okay. He comes back and he tags with Shane Douglas. It's really weird. That's a weird combination. But he also tags with Dustin Rhodes. It's like he really wanted to give back to the young guys every time he came back. 89.
If you're being a world champ, former world champ. Pillman?
No. Eddie Gilbert.
Eddie Gilbert was in WCW in 1989?
Hot stuff, Eddie Gilbert.
Flair and Wyndham versus Steamboat and Gilbert.
That had to be a really short
Flair line. Was the world champion at the time.
That had to be really short. He's a Memphis guy.
What, did Flair run on people to wrestle?
That's weird. I didn't even know he was in. Can we fact check that?
I'm looking at it. I didn't even know
he was in WCW. But keep going.
If it's wrong, I'll take my point away and give it to you.
Eddie Gilbert. Oh, phone.
No, keep going. While he's looking it up, keep going.
My phone auto-corrected it to some other word. I don't know what that was trying to spell.
Eddie Giblet.
if you can see my search history.
Who were the first holders of the WCW World Tag Team titles? Yes or no?
The first holders?
WCW.
Tag Team titles.
Is there any way to give me a year on that? When do they officially acknowledge WCW versus NWA?
Probably around the same time they changed the world title.
Because they had... I do remember them having like two tag belts.
I'll say... No. Wait, he was in NWF?
Who, Gilbert?
Yeah.
Yes, he was in WWF.
82 to 84, it says.
He was in WWF.
Wow. You say no?
No. I mean, I said no, not no. I didn't say no. I mean,
two guesses on this one too.
Hold on, hold on. I'm so, going. Wait.
Yeah, okay. they were the reigning. This team was the reigning NWA champions when they.
Oh, so they got the they didn't like
they lose switched or win. To.
Oh, that's WCW. That's hard.
Do you have
Steiners?
No. Do you have an idea of like who you think the first tag team champions like when you?
Well, I'm trying to think of what year that happened. I don't know when they officially made the switch.
I want to say 91.
Again, it's another one like the Flair thing. Like it's such a blur.
Yeah.
Because they didn't do a hard reset. They just went. Everyone so stays the same.
Yeah.
We're just now called WCW.
So it was probably before Steiners came in then. So Steiners were probably in WWE at that time, getting their LJNs.
So in 91, Rick became the first WCW champion.
Okay, so 91. So they made him WCW champion and then just he left? Then they wanted to make him Spartacus?
Let's cut his hair.
Anything on Gilbert?
Yeah, obviously he was thinking. I didn't want to.
Oh, that's fine. 91.
So Jim Crockett bought the UWF.
Oh.
Which is how Missy Hyatt, Paul Heyman, and Doug and his brother, Doug and Eddie, came into NWA.
I did not know that. I knew Missy Hyatt was in.
They were there from 88 to 89, just 1 year.
Yeah, I was going to say, that could not have been long. He had that Steamboat match
in the He left. Teamed with Rick Steiner in a feud with Kevin Sullivan and the Varsity Club.
Well, Kevin Sullivan, Rick Steiner, and Mike Rotunda were the Varsity Club. Was that one of your questions? Damn. They were the tag champions.
Either. Also became involved in a feud with Ric Flair and Barry Windham, in which he teamed with Ricky Steamboat
in 91, and Lex Luger. Were the first ever tag team champions. All right, I'm trying to think now.
Gilbert was promised 91, to be a member of the Four Horsemen.
Shut the fuck up now.
91 WCW. Who was a big tag team?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a guess, but I don't know for sure.
No, they would have been in WWF. I was thinking Brainbusters. They would have been in WWF in 91. So who was
technically the Brainbusters were never in WWF.
Yeah, I know, but
one a guy of the tag team became a recognizable champion.
Hey, I said no. Stop giving him clues. Right? He only gets clues when I say yes.
I thought he would like knock this out of the park.
I'm not good with dates, and we're talking. Even though you're not talking about a date, you're talking about specific times in history, and like belts and people getting them and people losing them. I don't. That shit happens so regularly.
A lot of mine are about belts.
Yeah, yeah.
Belts, hold up your pants.
It's too early for them, but let's say Barry Windham and Dustin Rhodes.
Doom.
Oh, so Steiners are about to come in and take them from them.
I was going to say Harlem Heat because they were like 15-time tag champs, but
way too early though.
I didn't know when they first started Kane and Cole. When was that?
Still, that's like 92, 93.
Oh, see, I
thought he would be like murdering me. I mean,
no.
Time for ECW.
Dude, was that Mask Doom?
Yeah,
or no mask?
I would have had mask.
And Woman, or Teddy Long?
Oh, why didn't I? Now that I think about it, why didn't I guess Road Warriors? Oh, there might be in WWE too, actually. It's probably why Doom's the fucking champions.
There's nobody left.
Yeah.
Who is the only manager in ECW history
back to ECW.
To have a stable that held all of the belts? Yes or no?
No. No, I'll say.
At one time? Like they held the belts all at once?
It didn't say, but there was...
There's a difference.
Well, but there was also a manager that didn't hold the world title at all.
Well, you could say over the course of his 10-year career, he eventually managed all the champions, or at one time, all the belts were in his stable. There's a difference.
Hmm. When you say manager, does that mean it's not a valet?
Oh, man, he's not giving you that.
How many guesses do I get on this one?
I'll give you two.
Dawn Marie?
No.
Oh, she was a valet?
She was a valet for Justin Credible and Lance Storm. And what were they called? They were called something, not Impact Players. Yeah, Impact Players. And it was as the, like Nicole Bass and Jason was with them. So
I would just think of, I'm thinking of her more WWE as a
They were tag worker. Champions. There's a world champion in there, if, you know. I'm just saying.
No, I just think of Dawn Marie more.
Off the top of my head, I only know one manager.
Yeah. Well, that's my second guess. If it's not Dawn Marie. Yeah, Bill Alfonso.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Because
he never had a world.
Yeah, RVD and Sabu had TV and tag.
Yeah, they didn't have a world.
Well, RVD had it way later, but Alfonso was managing him then.
Yeah.
You have a guess?
Oh, no.
Woman.
Oh. Because she managed...
Who was her world champ? Sandman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Who was her TV?
I don't know.
And tag?
You'd have to look it up. I didn't write every note down. I just wrote Alfonso only had tag and TV.
Yeah, I knew that. That's why I was like, I mean, that's the only other boy that I knew.
Joel Gertner?
He wasn't a... No, he's a commentator.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he was with the Dudleys, kind of.
Yeah. Well, was he really their manager? Was he like their mascot or whatever you call him?
Last question. I also have another bonus question if we want to do gentleman's agreement.
Okay, let's see where we're at.
Who did the Dudley Boys defeat for their last ECW tag titles on September 3rd, 1999? Yes or no?
No.
So this was their last title win before heading to the E.
You know, Eddie Gilbert was a lucky guy. He was married.
The Fed.
Married to Missy Hyatt and Medusa. Way to go, dude.
He was married to Medusa?
He died at 33. That's pretty
young. I didn't know that. Where's that from? Wikipedia?
Yeah.
I don't think the Medusa one's true. I never heard of that.
If it's on the internet, it's true.
Yeah. I think he died with Missy Hyatt. Like, they were still, like, married.
Oh.
So, I don't see a timeline there.
I will say this is a weird team.
What was your question again? Sorry.
So...
Oh, yeah, Dudley's 99 title.
September 3rd.
For the title.
99. Who did the Dudleys beat for their last ECW tag team titles?
99. That's probably 2000s. I don't know. Shit changes too much.
Ugh.
God, what? Of course.
What? No, I'm trying to look up woman to see who the champions were she managed, and of course, all you see
dead.
Is...
She's dead.
All you see is her and Benoit.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I mean...
It's a weird pairing.
Dreamer and Raven.
No.
That's a weird pairing. They did hold the tag titles, I think.
I think Dreamer and Raven beat them for it.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you one more. Who... Who did they always feud with?
The Dudleys?
Yeah.
Oh, is it like Spike Dudley and whoever he was tagging with that day?
Well, Spike is part of it.
Yeah.
Who's the other half?
It could have been anybody. It's just like, this guy's a face. Let's put him with Spike Dudley for the night. New Jack.
It was Balls.
Oh, yeah, see? I was actually thinking about it being Axel and Balls. Yeah, that's fucking stupid. They just throw that shit together.
All right, I have a bonus question.
Sure, what's the bonus question?
I don't... somehow I believe that you'll get this because you know this random shit.
Oh, God.
I currently have 8 points. He has 6. You have 2. So to put you ahead, what would that be? That'd be 50... So you would need 8. So we can make this worth 8 if you want.
It already has 2.
That'll put you at... Okay, so this will be worth 6.
Okay.
That'll put you at 51. I currently have 50.
Okay. One final
gentleman's agreement.
Oh, I'm out.
You're
nothing I can do.
No.
Okay.
You can play along. You know what? Fuck that. No. If I don't know it and he guesses it, I get one shot. No, two guesses, one three guesses. I get one. Yes. So everything you ever won. One moment. If I get it wrong, I get first shot. If I get it wrong and he gets it and he can get it right, he takes the belt.
Keep my belt.
Okay.
Keep the belt, whatever.
All right.
What about these Jared out, though? What about Jared?
Well, if I don't get it wrong, if I get it wrong and you get it wrong, he stays.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Were these, like, too hard, or... Like,
I don't when know you heard that the answers, kind of stuff.
Did you, like...
No. Oh, no, I would have never got. No, there's, like, the balls thing. I would have never got.
I wasn't trying to make them too hard, but I thought you would, like...
No. Because that's the stuff I don't remember. That's the stuff. It's just... It's all blurred.
You know a lot of that old stuff, right? What was the main event of the last ECW pay-per-view, Guilty as Charged 2001? And I will say, you have a favorite in this match.
Is it Jerry Lynn and, like, Rhino?
Close.
No.
So he's half right.
Yeah.
One of them.
ECW Guilty as Charged 2001.
I don't know which one I'm right on, but I'd lean more towards Jerry Lynn. That was their guy. That was like, he was gonna be their next person. Well, he was their person.
2001.
I only have one favorite. I thought
their last pay-per-view before they closed doors.
Yes.
Rhino and Mike Awesome.
No.
No, Mike Awesome's already in WCW.
Jerry Lynn, who did he face?
Steve Carino.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say
it was another ECW guy.
Just Incredible.
It was RVD.
Oh, what is...
Jerry Lynn and RVD main evented the last
ECW. In 2001?
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't the... RVD wasn't that.
He went in 2000.
Yes, he was an invasion yet. Yeah.
I don't think he did the invasion angle.
So that's why that match. I mean, I get that it's a good match because they had that a lot of times. But I wonder if that's why every time there's a fucking reunion, they were doing like the ECW TNA ones. They would give you Jerry Lynn and RVD.
Can I keep get mixed up with that? Awesome went to WCW with the ECW.
Yeah, but that happened. That was in like 2000.
And then Taz.
That was before it shut down. You're skipping ahead. Yeah, they didn't shut down on that.
Well, the last period was 2001. So yeah. Much more after that did they shut down.
In technicality, ECW lasted longer than WCW. ECW was technically still in business. Longer than WCW.
Was it by like a month?
It wasn't really. Yeah, it wasn't really.
Because I remember that being a big deal. Like,
yeah.
Because they're both contracted to other companies.
Yeah, but that was
fighting for the ECW belt. That
no, remember that by the time like the invasion happens, Taz is a commentator.
Yeah,
so he had already done his shit and is now commentating. He came in 99.
Yeah,
and then the thing happened in 2000. Mike Awesome, remember he showed up with the belt, and then had a full run in WCW.
As the ECW champion.
Before they shut down. No. He only showed up as ECW champion one night to attack Nash. Then he dropped it. Then he had a full run in WCW where he was like the Canadian killer and then the fat chick thriller.
That 70s guy.
That 70s guy. So like he did a lot after the ECW thing. That didn't happen at the end of ECW. It the documentaries make it seem that way. It's like this is the death knell of ECW.
Yeah, so I get always get it confuses me.
It's not. Yeah,
Chris, did you just rip that lid apart?
Yeah.
My God.
So he took it,
I'm a fucking beast,
with him, but they never acknowledged it. Like Flair when he came.
They didn't know. He just had it.
And then Vince sent Taz for some reason out of all the guys
just
he had
to help. Just, well, because that would help. What do you mean, out of all the guys?
Well, like you said, the Taz was an announcer at that point. Why not
No, not him? At that point. No, because when he won it, then he... No. When he won it, he... wow. Speaking of the announcements for of today for Legends of Hamburg, pretty damn big. Funny that we talked about ECW. Okay. When he won it, he then went and wrestled Triple H title for title. Not title for title, but two champions on SmackDown.
Yeah, and looked bad.
Yeah, wow.
Then he lost it to who in ECW, I mean, to give it back?
Raven or Dreamer, I forget. I think he, like, gave it to Dreamer. That's where it starts getting weird.
Because they're not on TV anymore at that point, so you don't know what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, when did their deal end?
So... We're gonna jump to what is happening for Legends Fan Fest
September 16th.
September 16th, the Hamburg Fieldhouse. These a lot of ECW questions and a lot of ECW guys just got named. First off, we'll start with the original referee guy refereed the match between Sabu and Taz, Jim Molino.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Blue Meanie.
Awesome.
Joel Gertner.
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know he was even still around. Wow. Yeah.
I think he was at last year's.
Yeah, what if we wear the neck brace?
And the suicidal, homicidal, genocidal,
death-defying.
Death-defying maniac, Sabu.
Who can now put AEW on his name?
Yeah.
I believe Joel Gertner and that referee were at last year's.
No, I didn't see Joel Gertner.
Goldner? Yeah. I haven't heard of Goldner.
Remember, because he, at AXW, or Outbreak at the time, he did a thing in the ring. I'm pretty sure it was last year.
I don't remember that, but maybe.
Maybe the first year, then.
Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Yeah, we were super busy.
It's still cool. Sabu, especially.
Yeah.
Sabu doesn't look so good. Blue Meanie, good for him. He lost a ton of weight. He looks great.
We were sitting somewhat near Sabu at Icons.
Yeah.
He doesn't look so good.
Yeah. He's old. They're all old, man.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't try to make those questions super hard.
Blue
like
Meanie's
that,
been around a lot.
I honestly thought at least half of those you would just instantly.
No, they were good questions. This is trivia. Mm-hmm. This wasn't gimmies.
Is he still married to that porn star?
Who?
Blue Meanie.
No.
Wow.
Jasmine St. Clair.
Yeah, are they still married?
I don't think so. Oh, I don't know.
So, the points. I also tried I also tried to help with a bonus question. 41 for John. 45 for Justin. And I ended with 50. So...
It was a fun ride, guys.
It was fun.
That's early rounds hurt me.
You got stumped when he asked you too.
Yeah, I didn't do well with his, and then the other one, the other guy, I didn't do well with those either.
This past weekend was AXW, another great show, another great crowd.
Yeah,
it was fucking hot though. thank God we're not there July or August, but.
Yes.
We will return in September.
People would die.
In September for a massive event, Legends of Hamburg. Still working on a guest, but I promise it'll be big. Kurt Angle is massive.
RVD?
RVD.
And just knowing some of the announcements that are coming up, you're not going to want to miss this event.
Yeah. Some upcoming events. July 14th, we'll be back in Lancaster for Three Legacies Wrestling. July 15th, we make our SWO debut.
The SWO debut.
Seven Valleys up near York. And then coming up July 22nd and July 23rd, we will be making our MCW debut in Joppa, Maryland. If you're in that area, stop by Redner's, first of all. And then stop by for the convention. There's some great guests
announced.
I'm sorry,
they're not a sponsor. They do not sponsor any of this.
No, but they put money in my pocket.
Yeah. Shameless plug.
The only way we can get sponsored by them if we know, forget it. That might get you in trouble.
Leo Rush will be there.
Renee Paquette.
Renee, the Hardy Boys.
Hardy Boys will be replacing FTR.
It's unfortunate, but
Conrad Thompson. I'm excited about him.
Conrad, Jeff Jarrett will be there. Eric Bischoff. I think Masha is still announced.
Yep. As far as now, yeah.
And then the headbangers. Headbangers, yes.
Head shrinkers are a different team entirely.
They're going to be everywhere.
Yeah. So we got some fun stuff coming up. And then July 28th at the Reading Phillies.
Oh, yeah.
Is Papa Shango, Godfather.
Goodfather.
Goodfather.
Comma. Like had that one.
And then, so there's a baseball game. You can meet him. And then after the baseball game is RCW. If you want to stick around for a free show after the game. Fun summer ahead of us, man. Just get out, have some fun, especially with all this rain that we've been having.
Let's go. Money in the Bank picks quick before we end it.
Money in the Bank.
I'm saving mine for scorecard.
Oh, come on. Who cares? I'll say this and I'll fucking change it on scorecard anyway.
That's true. Actually, so this is what we want. Scorecard is what we think will happen.
Actually, exactly. The winners of scorecard don't want to mess us up. It's that other shit, like length of match.
But I'll see. I'm going to say what I want. I don't know what they're going to do.
Because we usually always agree on the winners. It's the other oddball.
I think we all want LA Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dummy.
Yeah.
Is that who we... That's what... Everybody wants. He's like the Daniel Bryan of years ago.
If it's not LA Knight, who
else?
It's
going to be Logan Paul. I'm telling you.
It's not good. I don't think so.
Pete Dunne.
I don't know. There's rumors that he's going to change.
He could challenge for the 24/7 title.
Apparently, they're really high on Damian Priest.
That would be a good one. What if he wins it and cashes in?
On Finn?
That night. No, not on Finn, but on Seth. And it's like, well, I got the belt now.
Nah, I'm the leader.
Yeah.
But will they take off Seth so soon? Because he just got it.
Seth doesn't need the belt.
Seth is a good first champion.
Seth doesn't need that belt at all.
Oh, I know. He's
a great first champion to get the belt over, to give it the lineage and prestige.
Credibility.
A nice start, but he doesn't need it.
Well, I thought Finn would have won it. I mean, the universal thing.
You know? I really did think AJ was going to win that.
I mean, what a great name to have to that.
Yeah.
AJ, world champ, so, world heavyweight champion.
What else?
The women's.
Women's Money in the Bank? I remember who's in it.
Becky.
I could care less, honestly. Becky.
I think it's cool with Becky. I don't know.
I don't know who else is in it.
Bailey would be cool. I don't know if she's in it, but.
Yeah, Bailey's in it. And EO. Becky, Zelina. Trish Stratus is in it. Raquel. Her first one ever. Raquel.
Is Liv in it again too? I don't know.
No, she just came back.
She just came back, yeah.
Oh, my pick's Becky.
Bailey would be cool again.
Becky two cases.
What do you think is going to happen and between the bloodline? So, do you think Solo turns?
Yes, Mel!
In London?
People in London won't expect it.
He's a megastar.
That's true. He got his own private jet.
Yeah, exactly. Once.
Do you think
probably has his own private island?
I don't know. Do you think Solo turns, or do you think Roman turns on Solo, or do you think it's been a ploy all along?
If you smell,
I tell you what.
I don't know. What's this I hear about Rikishi? Has been like
tweeting
hinting about coming back.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Who wants to see his 60-year-old?
What the fuck is he gonna do? I'm going to take out Roman.
He's like Jesus 60 Christ. Years old. He's
rub Roman's face in his ass. I don't know. This Bloodline story, though, perfect. It's good. It's entertaining.
And what is it? Does Owens and Sammy have a match? Their tag belts aren't on the line?
I think there's rumors about the tag belts getting reworked.
But we still have SmackDown.
So, here's my thing. If they change the tag team titles... Please make them different. Don't make Raw as the world heavyweight colored with a red strap. Don't make SmackDown. Yeah. Like, it's fucking... Why'd they do that with the women's? I don't like it. I will say the women's world heavyweight looks better than the men's, though.
Is it
that white strap?
Smaller form.
Charlotte and Asuka at Money in the Bank?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
And then is it Rhea? Is Rhea defending it?
I don't think so.
She has a night off.
Charlotte's gonna win because she has to have the new belt. But yeah, Money in the Bank is this Saturday
at 3 p.m.
because it's over in London.
Oh really? I didn't know that. I'm not gonna watch it.
We just watched Forbidden Door.
It's too early in the day. I can't like with kids, man. I don't know how to like cut my day in half to sit and watch a pay per view. I can't do that.
Forbidden Door was great.
Plus with Peacock, you can watch it anytime you want. I mean, you don't have to be there at 3.
I still won't, though. I won't watch it.
Forbidden Door was the first time I've watched some of those guys, because I don't watch New Japan a lot. I've heard of them, but I don't watch them. Kenny and Ospreay, fucking great. Brian and Okada could have been a lot better if Brian didn't injure his forearm.
There's two teams in Money in the Bank for women's. Io and Bailey, and Stark and Trish.
Oh.
And then Becky and Zelina.
Hmm.
Are they all heels but Becky?
No, Zelina's the face.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because they're with Rey.
Becky and Bailey makes sense. Nobody else on that makes sense. Unless they push Starks.
Or Trish.
Isn't it just Stark?
Stark. I think it's Zoe Stark.
And Trish's resume, she doesn't have a Money in the
Zoe
Bank.
Zoe Stark.
Ricky Starks.
Ricky and Billy Starks. Starks.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes.
I could be wrong.
That sounds right, yeah. And then Logan is in the men's.
He's going to win it. I don't want him to, but he's going to fucking win it. And he'll be good. And Ricochet's in it too, I think, right?
Ricochet.
Yeah.
There's going to be spots.
And Shinsuke.
Yeah. There's going to be spots.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah. Fun to watch, Moggle.
Roman and Solo versus Usos.
This is fun to watch, Moggle.
Gunther and
God
Riddle.
Goddamn Mexicans, Moggle.
I'm not excited for Gunther and Riddle.
And they might beat the fuck out of
each
other.
They beat the hell out of each other.
But it's not,
you don't think about Riddle that way, but dude can take his licks and give them, so.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But he has that background, doesn't he?
Did he come from
MMA.
Yeah.
So Theory's not doing anything? With the U.S.?
Yeah, he should be wrestling Bobby Lashley, maybe. I don't know.
It's always Bobby.
No one else cares about that belt, I guess.
So there's a lot of announcements for Legends. There's going to be plenty more coming up. We got a fun summer ahead of us. Get out there and enjoy the sun while you can, because I don't think it's going
to
last long.
It's going to be fun to watch, Moggle.
We'll see you next week.